Welcome back, everybody, to another installment of the Crazy Asian Podcast. I'm your host, Sherman On. I had the opportunity yesterday to be able to give a talk on the power of spiritual momentum. So if spirituality isn't part of your life and you're like, hey, I don't want to listen to this, feel free to skip the episode. Don't download it. Don't listen to it. If in your life you're like, hey, there is some spirituality, I want to be able to see how I can gain some spiritual momentum, maybe see what are some different checkpoints that I could be having a look at, let's dive in today. So let's take a first commercial break. Hear a word from our sponsor. So who spoke before me was a woman named Sarah Bateman, and she referred to a talk by Russell M. Nelson, and he mentioned five areas that we can develop to be able to maintain spiritual growth. Number one is to get on the covenant path and stay there. Number two is discover the joy of daily repentance. Number three, learn about God and how He works. Number four is seek and expect miracles. And number five is end conflicts in your daily lives and personal lives, excuse me. So we're going to start there from that perspective, right? So then when I started yesterday, what I decided to then focus in on was this concept of momentum. So wanted to thank family that came to be able to visit. Actually, they were on time. Unfortunately, I was not in coming to church. It was on time, of course, to speak. And one of the unique things is about me is I'm pretty much a scaredy cat, right? So yesterday on Saturday, we were able to go on some water parks at Hurricane Harbor, and I do not like the heights. It gets me nervous, but I still want to go on the rides, okay? So my wife, she is amazing. She is fearless. So when I was watching on one of the rides, it was you either going as a pair or four. And so my wife and son, Gavin, the 12-year-old, and Gavin probably weighs about 60 to 70 pounds. And so as they went down this basically slide, water slide on a tube, they could only get so high. But when my wife and I went down, I do not weigh 60 to 70 pounds. I weigh about three times that size. And when we go down, we go with much more height and speed and momentum is much greater. So first thing to understand here is there can't be any comparison for Gavin wanting to go as high and as fast as we did and having greater momentum. It can't happen for him because he doesn't weigh the same amount that I do. Because the formula for momentum is mass times velocity. So no matter how much speed he tries to get, because I weigh three times the size, he's not going to get the same amount of momentum. And that spiritually can be very daunting because we have a tendency to compare ourselves spiritually against other people. We see somebody that brings all their kids to church every Sunday and they're all dressed up, ready to go in Sunday's best. And we look at ourselves and think, man, it took us forever to get here. We came late. Or we can look at somebody else that's maybe serving in a certain capacity or giving certain talks, or it just seems like their kids are always making the right decisions. And as a parent, I'm not. And that comparison can rob us from our progression that we're making. The other thing that I find with spiritual momentum and spiritual progression is that there's no real checkpoints like there are in our lives. So one of the unique things is raising a daughter and having a newborn, well, now she's a year and a half going on two, is that you recognize and you applaud and you're pleased with the micro successes. So give you an idea, when she is first born, you're looking at height, you're looking at her putting on a little bit of weight, and we're talking putting on ounces of weight versus pounds. Then we're looking at, is she cuddly? Is she, able to get her nutrients? Is her digestive system working? And so it's these tiny little micro successes and progression that we're really monitoring this young baby, this young child. And then they start to lift their neck up. right? That's what you're really focused in on. And then all of a sudden, as you age into your toddler years, you know, it's talking, it's walking, it's going to school. Then you're starting to, you know, become a teen. And really the next, you know, it becomes, okay, well, did you graduate high school? Did you graduate college? And then all of a sudden our progression become years apart and we don't really recognize it as easily. And so I think sometimes we don't actually praise and acknowledge some of the small successes that we have over time. My son Mason and I, or my wife, excuse me, she spoke a few weeks ago and talked about how we as a family are really into running and having these different races. And so a lot of times you can see momentum there, right? So if you hadn't run in a long time, you'll put in some more time to run. Now, my son, who's now 15, Mason, had the goal of being able to run a marathon on January 1st when he was still 14. So I said, you want to do that? Let's do it. Probably because I hate myself. As you can tell, my body is not a runner's body. But it's important for me to be able to be there, support him, and do this. So one of the things about running a marathon from a training standpoint is pretty simple. It's run, and you run more, and you put in more miles of running. And that is what you really do to train. So as Mason and I are doing these different trainings, what happens is every single week we're putting in more miles of running. And so finally on the day that we actually do the marathon, you know, you're excited when it first starts and then you kind of hate yourself and anything around you during the next 25 miles until you're finally done. So with that kind of in mind, physical challenges we have continual momentum because we're slowly progressing. You look at to power a steam locomotive, it needs to be 212 degrees Fahrenheit in order to get a rolling boil of water in order to create steam. And it'll take, depending on the size of the locomotive, a steam-powered locomotive, 3 to 8 hours just to get started. And so that patience required to build that momentum is important. The other thing to look at as you look at the degrees, 212 degrees, is that at 205, although very, very hot, boiling water, it's not enough energy to be able to create a rolling boil and thus create steam and then power the locomotive. So sometimes in our lives, we aren't getting hot enough to get to where we need to be. So how can this apply to our lives? When we can see these different progress in our physical lives or in our physical activities, where we can see this constant progression, spiritual momentum and spiritual progression, we need to basically create our own. And understand that although, and I'll be very transparent with you, every time that I come to church, I don't get a super awe-inspiring spiritual experience. And unfortunately, I know that some people, when they go to the temple, they feel like they've always learned something. I know for me, I feel extreme peace. The peace that Christ promised, that peace I'll give unto you, not as the world giveth, give I unto you. My peace I leave unto you. And so that peace is ultimately what I look for and can gain. And I know that ultimately when it comes to getting the most out of different circumstances, it's going to come down to me, right? The receiver of the spiritual progression. But one of the important things is making sure we're in the right environment. And so our families can be that right kind of environment. I am an amazing product of two devoted people that wanted me to be able to gain a spiritual aspect, but most importantly, a testimony that there is a God. And number two, that there is a Savior, Jesus Christ, that laid down his life and sacrificed so that way I could repent and become clean. And number three, that I can find this out, the truth, by praying and having the power of the Holy Ghost testify to me of that truth. And so when you look at that, going back to the original story that I was talking about, how you compare Gavin and I in gaining momentum in this water slide at the water park, when it comes to spiritual momentum, it's not going to help anyone to compare, because we're all on our own spiritual journey. That my experiences on where I have been are much different than that from somebody else. And so my understanding, my belief, my knowledge, my gratefulness, my testimony, and my belief in God, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Ghost is mine, and my progression and my development. At the same time, it's not meant to be there as a comparison tool to anybody. Just like Gavin can't compare his weight to mine, although he can, it's just that there's no value in lamenting that he doesn't weigh the same amount as me. Spiritually, what are some things that we can do to have a look at improving ourselves? There's this African proverb that says, if you want to go fast, go alone. If you want to go far, go together. So when we first look at our families, we have an opportunity to help each other progress and gain positive spiritual momentum. I know that not all families are created equal. And I know that there's some delicate situations and circumstances that can occur there. There is a design that there is a family ward, that we can be there for each other when family might not be, in helping each other progress spiritually. The other thing that comes to mind in regards to spiritual momentum, and this comes from a great book by James Clear called Atomic Habits, it's that we're not always going to be motivated to be able to do the things that we want. So, he basically goes about how we can create powerful steps to progress and focus in on the journey of achieving our goals. So he talks about four ways to change behavior, four laws, he calls it. Number one is to make it obvious. So in other words, when it comes to creating a spiritual habit, we want to be able to make sure that it's easy for us to do. So for example, if let's say you wanted to read from the scriptures to have greater spirituality, you would want to be able to put that scripture, that Bible, the Book of Mormon, the Doctrine and Covenants, spiritual talk, you'd want to put it on, not on the nightstand, but actually on your bed. So that way you'd actually have to physically grab that book in order to get into bed at night. Number two is the second law here that James Clear talked about is to make it attractive. So when you're able to look at being fun is going to be a little bit more easy for you to be able to do, which leads to number three, that's make it easy. Again, this idea that you have the scripture on your bed, it's there as a reminder, it's a cue. If you then focus in on, okay, I just want to read a verse. I just want to read a scripture. Instead of thinking that I need to finish the entire book by a certain time period, you're going to make it a little bit more attractive to do. And number four, make it satisfying. So maybe at the end of it, you decide to give yourself a piece of chocolate or you decide to, watch one of your favorite shows if you have a TV in your bedroom. So again, it's these four simple laws that can help us make our habits a little easier to achieve and also be able to give us that desire to be able to make sure that we're slowly progressing. Now, so going back to this, admission that I don't get spirituality, I want to clarify that. So I still come to church because not of the way that it makes me feel every single time, but more so because that's where I know that I should be. That coming to church is better than me sleeping in the day or doing something selfishly that I want to do. That by partaking of the emblems of the bread and water, I'm reminded of the promise that I made when I was baptized. And number two, I'm reminded of the sacrifice of our Savior Jesus Christ. And so by being able to be in the right place on the right time, at the right time, I'm able to slowly progress in my spiritual momentum, at the same time acknowledge that it's these micro 1% improvements that are occurring in my spiritual life and not going to be a transformative experience constantly on these larger scale decisions or larger scale transformative situations. One of the great quotes by President Lorenzo Snow is he says, quote, "This is the grand privilege of every Latter-day Saint, that it is our right to have the manifestations of the Spirit every day in our lives." And so by being able to have a focus in on that, you're able to do what you need to do in order to have that spiritual progression, in order to have that constant companionship of the Holy Ghost to be able to inspire and to be able to motivate you to get you to where you want to be. Find joy and satisfaction in the journey and understand that most importantly in this journey is not to rely upon the arms of flesh. I mentioned before that we could have family that helps us in either our accountability or our progression spiritually, or we have a ward that could be supportive as well as we continue to journey through this life. The most important being that will help us in this progression is God. He desires for us to know truth. He longs for us to find Him, to be able to reach out to Him, to be able to call upon Him, to be able to learn more of Him. And our Savior Jesus Christ lives. He is our Savior, and He wants us to return back to our Father in heaven. So in our spiritual journey, brothers and sisters, we can find great strength in being able to follow Him and being able to learn of Him and being able to truly have positive spiritual momentum in our lives and get closer to returning back to Him. And I say this in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.